بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس.
To protest, the results of the election have been dispersed by security forces. Some 200 protesters gathered in small groups at a nearby subway station in Baharistan Square. Another group of about 50 people converged on another square to the north of that neighborhood. The gathering was planned in advance, and a heavy presence of police prevented violence in the area. Traffic was light, and the police controlled all the routes to and from the area surrounding the parliament. Meanwhile, CNN has broadcast an interview with a so-called anonymous witness of Wednesday's protests in Tehran's Baharistan Square. However, the report is not in conformity with the footage Press TV reporters obtained. The information given by the witness is false and unfounded.
Can you tell us what you saw today when you tried to go to Baharistan Square?
The black clad police, they stopped everyone at Sadi. They emptied the buses that were taking people there and let the private cars go on. And we went on until Ferdowsi, and then all of a sudden some 500 people with clubs and wood, they came out of Hedayat Mosque and they poured into the streets and they started beating everyone, and they tried to beat everyone on Sadi Bridge and throwing them off of the bridge. And the security forces shooting on people on Lalezar, and of course people were brave, they booed the security forces, but they were beating people like hell. This was a massacre. They were trying to beat people so that they would die.
And you said the security forces were shooting at the people. Did you see anybody injured by gunfire?
No, as I explained earlier, I didn't see myself. I heard the shooting, and my friends and I, we just scattered. We heard the shooting near Lalezar, and we were near there, and we just ran away. I didn't see again what happened. I'm sure people are dead there, but I couldn't see. I couldn't catch the film or anything.
We're not only getting this report from you, we got a report from another source in Tehran describing the situation today being terrible, saying people were being shot like animals. They beat the people like animals. Are you safe right now?
Exactly. This is what's happening. They beat people so bad. You know, in the previous days, they are killing students with axes.
Well, if you've seen for yourself, compare the footage that our Press TV cameraman was on the scene today compared to what is being reported in the media and CNN. And we challenge our, well, of course, their fellow media people to reconsider their sources, go and check on their sources, because we had our people in place all afternoon to make sure that we had footage of what was going on today. Continuing with other news from Iran, Iran's intelligence ministry says it has arrested several foreign nationals in connection with the recent post-election riots. The intelligence minister, Gholam Hosseini Mohseni Ejayi, says some detainees have British passports. Ejayi adds some people with links to Western countries and Israel had planned a series of bombings across Iran in the lead-up to the June 12th presidential election. He has accused Britain of stirring up unrest in Iran. The intelligence minister has also blamed riot-related deaths on agitators who encourage illegal rallies after the election. He has emphasized the intelligence ministry that has tracked down efforts to stage a velvet revolution in Iran over the past 2 years. Post-election unrest in the Iranian capital of Tehran has killed 20 people, including 8 besieged members. Press TV has learned from informed sources that all the besiegees killed by gunfire. This indicates that there were gunmen fomenting unrest among the protesters.
Refuge in the Lord of mankind, the King of mankind, the God of mankind, from the evil of the sneaking whisperer, who whispereth in the hearts of mankind.